in the Holy Ghost. Because in Him, he states, we perform all these good deeds. But heed when he introduces the help of the Holy Ghost, only after he details what comes from himself. Additionally, I understand him to imply something else here. What is that? Specifically, we have both been endowed with a wealth of the Spirit, and by this means also substantiate our apostleship, because we have been deemed worthy of spiritual gifts. Even though this may be grace, nonetheless, he himself was the catalyst who through his virtuous actions and struggles drew that grace. And if anyone were to argue that beyond what has been stated, he demonstrates that in his exercise of the Spirit's gifts as well, he gave no cause for offense. They would not misinterpret his intent. For those who received the gift of languages among them and became arrogant were criticized. For it is possible for one, even while receiving a gift of the Spirit, to misuse it. But not us, he asserts, but in the Spirit too, that is, in the gifts also, we have been above reproach.